This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. There were explosions in Gaza on Wednesday as Israel appeared to intensify airstrikes on the enclave, raising fears amongst Palestinians that a long-awaited assault on Rafah, which Israel has threatened to carry out, could be soon. Smoke rose on the horizon over Gaza after the explosions that came hours after Israel bombed at least three homes in the southern city of Rafah overnight, with one of the airstrikes killing 11 people from a family, health officials said. Pope Francis appeared to be in better health on Wednesday as he praised Israeli and Arab fathers who both lost daughters in conflict, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
They lost their daughters in this war, the Pope says, and they're both friends. They don't look at the enmity of war, but at the friendship of two men who are fond of each other and have passed through the same crucifixion. Bassam Aramin, a Palestinian, lost his 10-year-old daughter, who was killed by a rubber bullet shot by an Israeli soldier, while Rami Elhanan, an Israeli, lost his 13-year-old daughter in a Palestinian suicide attack. Their stories have been told in Api Irogan, a book by Colm McCann. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Russian foreign ministry spokeswoman said on Wednesday it was extremely hard to believe the Islamic State would have had the capacity to launch an attack on a Moscow concert hall last Friday that killed at least 143 people. She repeated Moscow's assertions, for which it has not provided evidence, Ukraine was behind the attack on the Crocus City Hall, the deadliest Russia has suffered in 20 years. Ukraine has repeatedly denied it had to do anything with the attack. The U.S. has backed up that claim.